Hello, West Liberty. This is Jamie. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Today, for Students with Stories, I'm here with Molly Bibb, where I'm going to talk to them about their time in DCI, or Drum Corps International. So, can you explain to me what DCI is?
DCI is a very interesting topic. Most people don't understand what surrounds it, but ultimately it is like marching band on steroids, or multiple people like to refer to it as like the NFL of marching band. And it's very competitive. Like, when I went to go audition, there were like 60 people auditioning for 4 spots. So it's something that takes a lot of skill and a lot of time.
Yeah, I bet. What drum corps were you in?
I marched with Jersey Surf this summer.
What instrument did you play again?
I marched snare drum.
What was the show like for Jersey this year?
The show was called Surfadelic. It was a love story, and we played funk music, and it was to portray how you can have fun in a funk setting, but make it marching band.
It looked very colorful. What was it like playing with other performers?
It was very exciting. I was the only person from West Virginia, and I was also the only woman on the line, which was very interesting. I mean, moving in with a bunch of men, it smelled a little bit bad, but it was very fun. I mean, I had never been around such talented people, especially instructors. We had a top-tier staff that really knew what they were doing. Some people had marched Bucks and Caballeros, so they were the top deal.
Mm-hmm. We did marching band together in high school. What was it like playing with people more on your skill level? Because we know in high school it was, like, you were way above that by then.
It was very different. I mean, I had never marched on a snare line before, and snare line is so much different than quads, which is what I marched in high school. And to have not done that before and then have to do that at a world-class level was crazy. With snare drumming, you have to listen in to your center. You're not just playing by yourself, you're playing to the person beside of you. And that was a very difficult thing to adjust to, along with you know, moving in and you have so many people that are better than you, it's very intimidating, and sometimes it makes the environment a little bit harsh, but everyone ends up being good to each other, which is a good thing.
Yeah. You were pretty much your own section in high school. You're the only quad player when I was there, at least, for a while. We had Jackson that one year, but what would you say is the biggest difference switching from quads to snare?
The weight, that's about it. It's and traditional grip. Greenbrier East, our high school, didn't march traditional, so I had to take some time to learn the grip, which took way longer than you would think it would. But it's a big adjustment, you know, 5 drums to 1 drum, but it was great.
Would you say that you were one of the better players in the line, or?
Yes, actually. I was told multiple times by our techs, which it was crazy because, you know, coming from small town in West Virginia and these people from Texas, Pennsylvania, we even had a guy from Florida. I was like, you know, I'm at the bottom of the ladder here. I went from being at the top and now I am at the bottom. But, man, I had techs come up to me and be like, you've only been doing this a year? What? And they were like, man, you're like one of the best players on the line. So that was like a great experience. Mm-hmm.
How hard did you have to practice to be able to get in?
Too much. Absolutely too much. I kept a log for 3.5 months where I minimum practiced 5 hours a day. And every day I wrote out every exercise and technique that I was working on. It was absolutely crazy.
What was the difficulty level of the music, like going from high school written music to professionally written marching music?
It was a big jump. I mean, Surf has in the past had easier shows, but they came out this year like swinging. It was crazy. We had 7 lits, we had crazy 5 lit runs. Like, at one point our bass drums had a 5 lit baby laser, which was absolutely insane. This was unheard of for Surf. So going from, you know, high school music to the first camp, oh my god, what's a 7 lit? It was weird.
Yeah. Can you tell me about, like, a typical day for you in drum corps?
Yes, the schedules, it depends on where we are in the season. For a typical day of spring training, which is where we take 3 weeks to prepare for shows, we would wake up at 7 and then have PT 15 minutes later, which consisted of Chapel Roan blasting and doing burpees and sprints. And then we would have breakfast, and then we would move to morning block, which was 4 hours. We would have a small lunch break, and then afternoon block, which was also 4 hours. And then we would have dinner, and then night block, which was also 4 hours. And when we had show days, it would just be, we'd take breaks to travel to our show sites.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little break. When we come back with Students with Stories, we're going to get into some wild stories Molly has from their time in DCI. Make sure you stay tuned.
My dog always gets picked on for the way he sounds, but even when he feels he needs to be silent, there's always one place he won't have to be. In the humble town of West Liberty, at its very own radio station, he can be just as vocal as he wants. This is WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Welcome back, West Liberty. This is Jamie with today's Students with Stories. With me, I have Molly Bibb, who has just been telling us about their time in Drum Corps International. Let's go ahead and get back to it. You told me you had to live on an air mattress, basically, the whole time.
Yes. We would roll into housing sites, and you'd have to blow up your mattress at, like, 4 a.m., and then you'd get a couple hours of sleep. But the most comfortable thing that you had was that air mattress.
How were the living conditions?
They were very interesting, I must say. Depending on the housing site, we would have no paper towels, no soap, sometimes 2 bathroom stalls and a sink for 120 people. And then there were multiple housing sites where there were just exposed nails or anthills in the showers. It was very interesting. I mean, the worst school by far that we were in was one in Northern Virginia. And there wasn't any airflow or heat or anything like that. So we had to sleep in the cafeteria of the school as, like, there were just roaches on the floor. There was heat blowing in the windows. It was, like, 90 degrees.
Ugh. What were the showers like?
It depended on the school. There were a couple really nice places, but, man, the worst thing was the water pressure. So, I mean, some places there would just be a tiny little drip on the wall, and that's all you would get. You'd have to cup your hands, pray you could get the soap out of your hair.
Food? What was the food situation like?
So, Surf is ranked 2nd for their food, which, I mean, it was not bad. Our cook, he had a very tiny space to work with. He had this tiny little food truck that could only fit one person to walk in and out of. And, I mean, he did the best with what he was doing, but Surf definitely went by certain food protocols, and some of the things weren't so hot. I mean, we would get excited when we would see fast food, but we never really got to go anywhere.
Speaking of fast food and getting to go places, did you ever get to explore at all wherever you were staying?
Well, there was this one time in Alabama when the snares, we were up late, we had to stay up past lights out to change our heads, and our center snare was like, you know what, let's just walk to McDonald's. So we walked, it wasn't too far, maybe like a half a mile to McDonald's. We got there, pulled on the lobby doors, and it was closed. So we stood like we were in a family car, like 6 of us, to try to get McDonald's. They wouldn't let us buy. No food luck that night.
I understand you spent a lot of time in Texas. What was that like?
Very hot. Very hot, very flat. The clouds almost didn't look real. That was the first thing that I noticed when I got there. Bucky's, That was it. That was so... I spent $70 in Bucky's to get a blanket, a pillow, and I got my man Bucky. I also had COVID in Texas. That was the worst part. I spent most of my time just sitting on the bus, which was not fun.
I remember you telling me off air that you had like a sick room whenever there was a COVID outbreak.
Yes, we had the quarantine room, which was very, very chaotic. Usually we have what you would call safe sport regulations, where we have to split minors from majors. There wasn't anything like that in the quarantine room, so very questionable things there. Yeah.
Speaking of the minors and majors thing, if somebody had a birthday while they were in surf, what would they move? What happened then?
So there was a procedure which I had no clue about until it just happened. So our lights out was at 11. Everyone was in their beds, and then it hit midnight. As soon as midnight struck, a whole group of people sprinted, like majors. Majors sprinted to the minor side and grabbed a kid when it was his birthday to pull him back over to the major side.
Oh.
Air mattress lifted.
You told me you had to do some 4th of July parades. How was that?
We did 3 4th of July parades in one day, and it was sweltering outside. The sweat just pouring. And the funniest thing that came out of that was our warm-up lot. We had this woman that you could call a tweaker just show up, and she started like smacking her head, and she just started clapping, and at one point she came up and kissed one of the guys beside of me. She kissed his shoulder to congratulate him on our lot. It was really weird.
Was there any other like weird people that you met along the way?
Not really. I mean, there were always, like, questionable people you'd see on the bus. I mean, you know, being from West Virginia, we don't encounter a lot of homeless individuals, but it was like a culture shock going out in different places.
Mm-hmm. I know drum corps is very expensive, so how did you get the money to be able to do that?
Yes, my tuition was $5,500, which is a lot of money to come up with, especially in a short amount of time, but I decided to go unload tractor trailers as my job, and sometimes they would arrive at 5 a.m., so I'd get up, I'd have to be in my car at 4:30, and I'd go unload tractor trailers by hand. It was not the best job, especially for $9 an hour.
Yeah, plus you're not very, like, you know, bulky in that sense.
No. Yeah, just a little person moving huge boxes.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of luggage that you had to bring around with you?
There was very specific packing that we had to follow. We would have our day suitcase, and then we would have another suitcase that we would keep, like, the bulk of our stuff. In the day suitcase, we would keep like daily clothes, showering things, your bed. And then the bulky suitcase is where you kept everything that you didn't necessarily need every day. And like you could keep food in there, extra soap. I overpacked the summer is the best way to word that. I think it was like a 32 by 34 suitcase, and it ended up weighing 64 pounds. And you know, I'm little. I'm not the tallest person, so little me had to take this thing, which I couldn't lift, and I would have to stand in, like, a deadlift position to just scoot this thing and scrape the side of it upstairs when we get to our new housing sites.
What would you say was one of, like the weirdest housing sites that you had?
Probably Holy Cross, and this was, like, this was our camp location where we would have like auditions and the audition process. No AC, no heat in the winter. You never won, no matter if it was the first camp or it was June. It was either sweltering or you were freezing. There were only like 2 working showers. One of them was like the Arctic blast. It had so much water pressure, but it was freezing. And then there was another one that just had a little dribble, but the worst housing site was in Louisiana. We arrived there at like 3 a.m. Our bus loaders got off, they unloaded the luggage, and then it started like pouring the rain. So then they had to load the bus back up. We were all so confused, because usually as soon as that bus is unloaded, we go in, we pass out. Nope. Like, the admin let us know that the school was locked, and we needed to sleep on the bus for a little bit longer. So we did, and I remember waking up at 5 a.m. to cheerleaders being outside screaming and chanting. Very interesting thing to wake up to, but we didn't get in that school until 7:30 in the morning. Sleeping on the bus for that long was not fun.
Yeah. Were there any, like, places that you enjoyed staying?
We had a few, like, really nice schools in Texas. I remember there was one called Metzger, and we had this, like, big, like, almost awning area that we warmed up in, and we had a block in during the day. So Battery lucked out with that, being in the shade.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't get to play snare, what other instrument would you want to play in DCI?
I have always wanted to play bass drum, especially first bass. I feel like I would rock a first bass.
Yeah. Is there any, like, sort of show that you want to do in the future with Jersey, if you were to stay with them?
I would love to be a part of a dark show. I mean, Surf is known for having fun and colorful shows, which is... I mean, I had a great season, but that's not necessarily my thing, so I'd love to be a part of something that's, like... You know, like, the dark side of drum corps. Like, you have, like, mean beats. Like, you get to what we like to call, like straight face. Like, you don't have to be expressive. Like, expressive in the sense where you're smiling when you play. That's not necessarily what I like to do.
Are there any other corps that you would want to join besides Jersey?
Yes, I would love to march Boston Crusaders before I age out.
What would be the difference between Jersey and the Crusaders?
Huge difference. Surf, located in Jersey, their schools get out later in the year, so we move in around the end of June. But if I were to march Boston, they move in the, like, second week of May. So they have such a longer period of time to prepare, and they're way harder on their members. It's like... You could compare that to the military. All drum corps is difficult, but it depends on how hard they're pushing you. And they're pushing you for a much longer time, especially the demand of the music and the physical demand. Boston has shows that's like 210 BPM, and you're sprinting across the field playing the fastest stuff you can imagine.
That sounds really fun, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on doing DCI more in the future?
I'm thinking about it. My ultimate goal is I want to go to law school, and that's very expensive, so instead of paying $5,500 to go to drum corps, I'm going to have to take some time off to save money for law school, but I'd definitely like to revisit it in the future.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you.
This has been Students with Stories on WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Let's go ahead and get you back to the music.